Random House Audio presents The Impeachment of Abraham Lincoln by Stephen L. Carter. Read for you by Paul Bamer. I conceive that I may, in an emergency, do things on military grounds which cannot be done constitutionally by Congress. Abraham Lincoln, July 4, 1864, as recorded in the diary of his secretary, John Hay. Mr. Lincoln has 4 long years of strife before him, and as he seems little inclined to change his advisers, his course of action, or his generals, we do not believe that the termination of his second period of government will find him President of the United States. London Gazette, commenting on Lincoln's re-election in 1864. Prologue. April 14-16, 1865. Turmoil. The President was dying. As the grim news spread through Washington City, angry crowds spilled into the cold, muddy night. Abraham Lincoln had been shot at Ford's Theater on 10th Street. The wounds were mortal, people were saying. There was no way he could survive. The war was over, the South utterly vanquished. Yet, somehow, its withered hand had reached up into the nation's capital and extracted this bitter revenge. The crowds became mobs, looking for somebody to hang. Some wanted to burn Ford's to the ground. Others marched toward Old Capitol Prison, where many leaders of the late rebellion were still being held. Rumors passed from mouth to mouth.